welcome to Rambam on the line. We're prepared Chamishi of Hilchos Bikurim, Halacha Aleph. Mrs. Asayid Afishumim in the Yisrael HaKohen, for the positive commandment of the Torah to separate a tithe from the dough and give it to the Kohen, Shneimah says, Reishis HaRitzotechem Chala Terimah Truma. The first of your doughs you should elevate and give as a tithe to the Kohen. Reishis Zuein Hashem in the Torah. This first offering of the dough has no measure, measurement by Torah law. Even if he separates the size of a barley, it frees the whole dough. The other extreme is he gives a lot. If he gives everything away, the whole dough, then it's not valid. He has to leave some over. It has to be a separation from the dough. It could be 99% of it, but there still has to be something left over. By rabbinic law, you separate 1/24 from the dough, so that it should be a more significant gift to the Kohen. Shneim, as it says, titelo, you should give to him. Tenu dover roili to matana. In other words, give him something that's worthy of being called a gift. But asamo salimka v'shuk, the baker who bakes in larger quantities to sell to the marketplace. Nafshach v'shmon of a bar, he only has to separate 1/48. Since he has larger amounts of dough, so if he gives 1/48, it's enough that it's an amount considered a significant gift. If you make dough to bake at a wedding of your son, a party for your son, even though there's a lot, he still does 1/24. Because we don't want to make distinctions. And once we're dealing with the doughs of private people. Conversely, if the baker makes a small batch of dough, he still gives only 1/48. We don't want to make distinctions between the doughs of a baker. If the dough became ritually defiled, either because of lack of knowledge or by accident, he separates 1/48. He does a much smaller amount. The nitma v'zadon, if it was purposely made tameh, he does the larger amount, 1/24. He shouldn't gain by sinning and by making a tameh. Chala that is tameh, you're allowed to use as fuel and burn it, just as you can do that for truma that is tameh. You're obligated to give chala by Torah law only in Israel. Now, as it says, it shall be when you eat of the bread of the land. Also, when all of the Jews are living there. Now, as it says, when you come in, meaning when all of you, not when only some of you. Nowadays, or even in Israel, in the time of Ezra, when all of the Jews would not return to their land, it's only rabbinic law. As we've explained in the laws of Truma. The fruit of outside of Israel that were brought into Israel, they are obligated to give challah. And the fruit of the land of Israel that were taken outside of the land are not obligated. That I'm bringing you there. We interpret it this way. There you are liable. Whether it's fruit of the land or produce that grew outside of the land. By rabbinic law, you separate the challah even outside of Israel. So that the laws of challah not be forgotten from Israel. You're not supposed to bring the challah of outside of Israel into Israel, just as you do not bring the truma or the bikurim misham from there. If you brought it, since it has a state of ritual impurity, since it comes from outside of Israel, which is by definition impure, but it's not really impure by Torah law, so you leave it till our Pesach when it's chametz anyway, and you burn it just like you would to truma. The three legal statuses of challah in three different places. All of the land that was conquered, reconquered by the Jews after the Babylonian exile. Till the city of Ksiv. Mafishim b'chala achas, kashir. You separate one chala, the proper amount. Yechelas the kohanim, and this is eaten by the kohanim. Shaiyahu to Tosha, speak of all the Mitzrayim and all the bubble, the rest of Israel that was captured by those who came from Egypt the first time, but not those who came from Babylonia the second time. Shemekziv v'ad Amona, that's from Kziv onward till Amona. Shemekziv v'ashtei chalas, separate two chalas. V'ashtei chalas, v'ashtei chalas. One gets burned and one gets eaten. Why do you have to separate two chalas? Because the first chala is Tomei, because it's outside of Israel. Because that land was not sanctified again in the time of the second temple, in the time of Ezra. When the first sanctification was nullified when they were exiled. All the Eretz Yisrael, but since it is in fact part of the promised land of Israel, you separate the required amount of 148, and you burn it. Then, you separate challah a second time. And you give it to a coin to eat, so people shouldn't say, look, some of it is pure, that is naturally defiled, is being burned. You see, the first one was burned. Even though its tumah is not obvious to everyone, since it didn't really become tumah, just by virtue of the fact that it's outside of Israel. So the second challah that you give to the coin to eat, to make sure that people know that you do eat the challah, there is no special amount for it. The kol shiur tamar, for sure, everyone wants to be separate. It may be different because it's rabbinic law. All of the other lambs from Amona and beyond, whether it's Syria or the other lambs, you separate challah twice. Also, if one gets burned, so people shouldn't say, look, the trum is tamay, and you see that it's getting eaten. You see, here it's the opposite. Here, since it's told me outside of Israel, everyone knows that it's Tomei. Whereas before, where it's in Israel, but not the land reconquered, people don't realize that. Asachila, the other one should be eaten, so that the laws of challah not be forgotten from Israel. Since they're both rabbinic law, better to take a larger amount of the one that's eaten. Therefore, the amount that you burn has no minimum amount, any amount. What you eat is 148. So it's the opposite of the previous case. It's permitted to even to men or women who have the impurity due to a various conditions of the genitals that render one tummy. It goes without saying to others who don't have a tumor coming out of their body. Nowadays, when there is no dough in the state of ritual purity. Nowadays, because of Tumas HaMeis, we're all defiled by the dead and we can't be purified because we don't have the ashes of the Paradum, of the red heifer. So you separate one challah in Eretz Yisrael, Echad Me'abar Mashmona, 1 out of 48, the Sarfen, and you burn it. Meshi Tmeya, it's Tamei V'yesh Hashem and HaTera, and it has a place in the Torah. I mean, if all of the Jews were in Israel, this would be Torah law. From Ksiv to Amona, you separate a second one for a coin to eat. And it does not have any minimum amount anymore as it used to originally have. In other words, what we learned in paragraph Ches was that you eat challah in Eretz Yisrael. That was referring to the time when they still were able to purify from the Tumas Meis. What it's talking about here is nowadays when we cannot be purified from the Tumas Meis. The challah nowadays of Chutz La'aretz, not Bishitmei, even though it's Tomei, Ha'al V'ikach Chiyuvim Midavrayim, since the principal obligation is by rabbinic law, it's not even possible outside of Israel to have a Torah law of challah, and it's Bechila, it's not forbidden to eat it, Ella, except according to Tomei Yotzal of Migufo, according where the tumah is coming from his body. And Bali Krayim, this is a person who's had a seminal emission, the man or a woman with the flow of the zava, neither the oldest of Sarayim, or a menstruant women, or women after having a baby, or a leper. In paragraph Ches, he said it's okay to eat the truma even for a zav and a zava. The difference is, there he was talking when you separated two trumas. You separated one and burned it, and then a second one and ate it, and even a zava or a zava could eat it. But over here, here we're talking about when he's not separating two challahs, he's separating only one, as we shall soon see, then you cannot eat it if you're tummy in a state that comes out from your own body. Others were tummy with other tumors that come from touching, even the tummy mates. Which I'm lachla can it iskala speakers that for him. How you shall call in cotton, bechutzar, bim betu yivim shah rotsus. Rotsus abish chalachas. If outside of Israel or even in Syria, on other land, there's a minor coin where there's no fear that he had an emission that would make him tummy, and you want to have one kala, mabashasna vamishvona, you separate 148 and a chalitza cotton and you can feed it to a minor. Shadano Rokari, who hasn't had a seminal emission yet, or to a minor girl who has not yet had a period, and you don't have to separate a second time, you can just make do with this one time. If there was an adult Kohen who went to the mikvah to purify himself from his from having a seminal emission or from being a zav, even though it's not evening yet, where the tumah totally removed, even though he's tummy in any case because he has contacted the dead and had contact with the dead, he may eat the first challah. He does not, in that case, have to separate the second challah outside of Israel. Whoever separates challah says the blessing first. He has sanctified us with his commandments. He commanded us to separate the challah. Whether it's in Israel or outside of Israel. Just like he says the blessing on the challah that is ritually pure and fit, so too on the unfit. For that reason, a man who is naked cannot separate the challah, because he can't say the blessing while he's naked. If a woman is naked and her bottom is sitting on the ground and covered by the ground, she can say the blessing because the genitals are covered, whereas in the case of the man that's not sown, he can't say the blessing. A woman who's anida and the like can say the blessing and separate the challah of outside of Israel. The prohibition is not to eat it, but you can touch it. If there is a minor coin or a coin who immersed himself from his tumah, that he may eat it, as we've explained. He can eat it with a non-coin together at the same table. Because it does not become a forbidden mixture if it gets mixed up. Since it's not in Israel, it's only rabbinic law. Even if it gets mixed up 50-50, it's nullified. Similarly, you can give it to a kohen who is ignorant. It's tummy anyway in the land of the non-Jews. And it's not forbidden like in a case where the kohen is helping out in the threshing place in order to be given the gift, which you're not allowed to do in the case of tumah, but it's not forbidden here since it's only a rabbinic law. We're more lenient. If you want to eat first and separate the challah afterwards outside of Israel, mutter is permitted, any challah element of rain, because the principle of challah outside of Israel is only rabbinic. The challah is called tumah, challah is referred to as tumah. It can only be taken from the materials that are close to one another, just like tumah. Then it tells me that you can't take it from one on behalf of something far away. Then it tells me the Torah, and in the first place, you should not take it from something that is tahar on behalf of something that is tamei. There's zav b'chol shemana b'truma yitram v'mtar mei truma. Any situation where we said by truma that he may take the truma, or that if he takes the truma is not valid, kaf v'chala has the same law concerning chala. Chol shemana b'truma la yitram izal zeh kaf v'chala. Any situation where we said in the laws of truma, you shouldn't take truma from one particular batch on behalf of the other, the same is true for chala. Choshen alcho b'truma en alcho chala. Whoever doesn't eat the truma can eat the chala. Like a non-Kohen, for example. Chol alcho truma alcho chala. Whoever can eat the truma can eat the chala. The wife of a Kohen, for example, and so on. Hatsuma v'shikam afish l'chala l'chadchila. Somebody is blind or intoxicated may set aside the challah in the first place. Okay. Shemisa rav yafa kene shechav nevi peshum ne yafa. Because the dough, there's no such thing as a better or a worse part of the dough in order to make sure that they take the nicest part. If you're taking produce, you have to make sure to take the nicest produce, and these people are not competent to do that. You can't see it, or you're too intoxicated to do it. Whereas you just have a bunch of dough and you're going to take one piece of it for challah, there's really no distinction between them, and therefore it's okay for these type of people to take the challah.